Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India is set to host a crucial summit that will shape the future of its steel sector, and with it, the country's commitment to reducing carbon emissions. The Bharat Steel 2026 summit, scheduled to take place on April 16 to 17, 2026, at Bharat Mandapam, Pragati Maidan, New Delhi, will bring together over 700 delegates, 100 speakers, and 200 exhibitors to discuss the theme of green steel, hydrogen integration, next-generation stainless steel, and self-reliant technology. First, let's look at the context. India's steel output has nearly doubled over the past decade, from approximately 82 million tons in 2014 to around 145 million tons in 2024. This growth has been driven by infrastructure spending, automotive demand, and the Make in India push. But what makes this significant is that India is now the world's second largest steel producer, and the government is keen to convert this status into a strategic, climate-aligned manufacturing advantage. The National Steel Policy 2017, adopted by the Ministry of Steel, sets quantitative targets for 2030-31. At the current trajectory of 145 million tons in 2024-25, meeting the target of 255 million tons by 2030 requires an annual growth rate of over 5.5% sustained over 6 years. This is challenging but not impossible, given the pipeline investments. Now, let's turn to the green steel imperative. Why does steel decarbonization matter? Steel is responsible for around 7% of global CO2 emissions, and India's steel sector alone emits approximately 2.6 tons of CO2 per ton of steel, which is higher than the global average of 1.85 tons and the European average of 1.3 tons. The coal-based blast furnace route, which produces 85% of Indian steel, is the highest emitting method. What is green steel, then? Green steel typically refers to steel produced with substantially lower CO2 emissions via several methods, including hydrogen-based direct reduction, electric arc furnace powered by renewable electricity, carbon capture, utilization, and storage, and bioenergy. India's green steel framework, launched in 2024-25, includes the green steel taxonomy, which defines thresholds for 1-star to 5-star green steel certification based on emissions intensity. The National Mission on Green Hydrogen, launched in 2023 with a budget of 19,744 crore rupees, targets 5 million metric tons of annual green hydrogen production by 2030, with around 20% earmarked for the steel sector. The chemistry behind hydrogen-based steelmaking is fascinating. Conventional steelmaking involves the reaction of iron ore with coking coal, producing CO2 as a byproduct. In contrast, hydrogen-based steelmaking uses hydrogen as the reducing agent, producing water instead of CO2. If the hydrogen is green, produced from renewable-powered electrolysis, the steel's life cycle emissions drop by around 80-90%. Global green steel leaders, such as Hybrid, Stegra, and ArcelorMittal, are already investing in commercial-scale green steel production. India's firms are also investing, but they lag behind Europe in terms of commercial scale. The Bharat Steel 2026 summit aims to accelerate this process. India's steel geography is dominated by a few major steel-producing states. The key public and private players in the sector include SAIL, Tata Steel, JSW Steel, JSPL, and RIN. Note this carefully, SAIL accounts for around 20% of Indian production, while Tata Steel accounts for around 22% of Indian production and has a global capacity of around 30 million tons. Stainless steel is another important theme of the summit. India is the world's second largest producer of stainless steel, with around 4.5 million tons of annual production. The growth drivers for stainless steel include the railways, renewables, automotive, and architecture sectors. However, India imports specialty electrical steel from Japan, South Korea, and Europe, which is a concern. The strategic context of the steel sector is closely tied to geopolitics. India's global trade position is influenced by the surge in Chinese steel exports, which has pushed Indian domestic prices down. The European Union's Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, effective from 2026, will levy carbon tariffs on high-emission steel imports. This means that Indian steel exports to the EU will face a significant tariff unless they are certified as low-emission. Now, let us turn to the raw material security aspect. India holds around 8 billion tons of hematite and magnetite reserves, making it self-sufficient in iron ore. However, coking coal is around 85% imported, mainly from Australia. The Bhushan steel fire in February 2026 and the Australian export flux have highlighted the vulnerability of India's coking coal supply chain. Metallurgical coal is another area of concern, with India producing only around 15% of its coking coal needs domestically. The role of MSMEs, or micro, small, and medium enterprises, is crucial in the steel sector. Around 70% of Indian steel demand is served by secondary steelmaking, which includes EAFs and rolling mills, largely operated by MSMEs. However, the green steel transition at the primary producer level is one thing. MSME scale conversion to EAF and renewable power is harder. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Bharat Steel 2026 summit will take place on April 16 to 17, 2026 at Bharat Mandapam, Pragati Maidan, New Delhi, with over 700 delegates, 100 speakers, and 200 exhibitors. The themes of the summit include green steel, hydrogen, stainless steel, and self-reliance. India's crude steel production stands at around 145 million tons, with a per capita consumption of around 95 kilograms. The National Steel Policy 2017 targets 300 million tons of capacity by 2030-31. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The steel sector is a critical component of India's economy and environment, and understanding the trends and challenges in this sector is essential for your preparation. Remember this number, 2.6 tons of CO2 per ton of steel, which is India's current emissions intensity. Note this carefully, the green steel taxonomy defines thresholds for 1-star to 5-star green steel certification based on emissions intensity. In conclusion, the Bharat Steel 2026 summit is a significant event that will shape the future of India's steel sector and its commitment to reducing carbon emissions. As India aims to become a strategic, climate-aligned manufacturing hub, the steel sector will play a crucial role in achieving this goal, with implications for the country's economy, environment, and geopolitics.